T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure.
You.
I thought you knew better, see, you ain't no soldier. You fold under
pressure. What up? You know it's my way. Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Happy hump day. Excellent.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
She's back in the building. Natasha is back after a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah, something like that. I missed y'all, though. I did.
Oh, we missed you here. We got the whole crew. We got JB behind the scenes. You know, JB held it down for us for a little while.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. My guy. And we all.
It looks like we got some company, y'all.
Yes, indeed. Tiffany Nikki is going to be our spirit guy. We're going to get into that a little bit, man. But listen, we held off for this interview for Miss Natasha to come back.
Because she
really was eager to have this interview. So we kind of pushed it back. I told Tiffany a while back, you know, we did some business together. Hey, you know, we're going to have you on the show. It seemed like a really, really good vibe. You know, and after speaking to my co-host and a few other folks, they were like, yeah, we need to bring her on and talk about it. But today was the perfect time to do it, man. A lot happened today.
A lot happened today.
So we're going to go ahead and get right into it, man. So number one, how was your trip? Let's go start there.
So my trip was amazing.
Okay.
It was amazing. I went to St. Lucia. I was there for a week. It was awesome. So it was kind of crazy getting up out of here, but that was my fault because I'm a procrastinator. But anyway, once I got up, got on the plane, just had to say some prayers over that thing. God was with me the whole time. But once I got on the plane and I got there, so I had to take a COVID test before I went.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to the resort, they made us take another one immediately, pretty much as soon as we got there. And we couldn't really do anything. We couldn't leave our villa until we got our test results.
Gotcha.
So, which was really, you know, it's two, you know, one, in one hand, you know, it was interesting, you know, like looking at the beautiful beach and the island. You can just look at it, but you can't touch it.
Nice.
But it was cool because, you know, I stayed with some people that I didn't know. So we had a chance to connect and chill and kick it. And then also, too, once we got our results back, the rest of the trip, it was a large group. I say at least about 40 people or so.
In the trip that we went with.
So, you know, after that, we knew we were good. You know, we were good to mingle amongst each other and drink and hang out or whatever. We didn't have to worry about it. So, and I needed that day to recoup from the tequila shots from the night before anyway.
I wasn't really tripping.
So, what's the matter?
You drinking good right now.
I have a question from one of the viewers.
Please.
Did you cover yourself in the mud?
Yes, I did. In the sulfur pit at the volcano. Yes, I did.
Ooh.
I definitely did that. We went on the catamaran the next day, on our first full day. And yeah, they take you to the other side of the island, to the volcano and everything. You see the they have little sulfur pits and the water bubbling and stuff. And there's sulfur that you can get in. And the sulfur is really good for your joints and your skin and your bones and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I did. I dipped my stuff right on in there. So we did that.
How was that? It was
awesome. Yeah. So this is not my first time going. I went in 2016. And a large group of people that was there on this trip with us this time was on the original trip. So that was pretty cool, just catching up with people we haven't seen in a long time. But I definitely went in the sulfur pit. I did it the first time, too. But it was really cool. You see people that literally go all in, like, you know, head all the way, put their face down it. I didn't do all that, but I went in up to my neck. So, but it was cool.
Did you feel better the next day?
I did. Okay. And it was really cool, too. Like, if a lot of people were getting attacked by, like, mosquitoes
That. What?
Well, not before. I mean, just being out in tropical, you not attacked. Let me say that.
You said attacked.
I'm sorry. Let me. That was not
Please.
The right word.
People were Redact
getting,
that.
People, some people were getting bitten by mosquitoes.
No.
prior to the sulfur pit. Having nothing to do with the sulfur pit. Having them go into the sulfur pit, they said, helped to relieve their mosquito bites.
Okay.
So that's,
well, yeah, like
that. Mosquitoes have nothing to do with the sulfur pit.
Yeah,
but yeah, the sulfur relieved their mosquito bites and their skin, or if people had sunburn.
Okay.
That was relieving for them, like I said, and for your joints and all that stuff. But I did feel better when I got out there. So then, we did that. We went to the waterfall after that.
Okay.
That was gorgeous. It was just beautiful. It's a beautiful island, a beautiful place. I highly encourage, if you've never been, it's a beautiful place to go. People are super friendly, and they're really accommodating to this particular group because they go every year. They've been going for 20 years.
That's good.
So when they come, like, you know, everybody shows out and helps out with the team. And it was really cool. I met some really cool people. Just had a good time, just chilling by the beach.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I could stay by the beach all day. Like,
well, welcome back. Now, welcome back. Welcome back to the bridge.
I'm fine. I'm having a hard time. No.
You still trying to live over there? We good.
I did. I just went right there for a minute.
No. Welcome back to the show. BYOB.
Yes.
But while you were gone, you know, me and JB talked a lot about different topics. I'm sure we're going to cross stream eventually. But real quick, just want to let you know about Jay-Z. What's going on there? So Jay-Z scored a deal to produce 900,000 pounds of marijuana. Did you know that?
I saw a different figure. I saw that.
900,000?
I thought I saw like 9 million or something that no, I think. I was half asleep when I saw it now. But I did see something about that.
So his company Mammogram, Mammogram Cannabis Brand or something like that, got tabbed to deliver 900,000 pounds of marijuana. So, I mean, that's absolutely big. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Coming up, I didn't watch a lot of Jay-Z. I was a Southern guy. You know what I'm saying? I like Southern music. So I was down, you know, Scarface, you know, all that Crucial Conference. Yeah, I was down at Hot right, Boys, all the Master P.
Yeah,
that was me.
That. Right.
That was me. But Jay-Z had his own thing. He was, you know, East Coast, whatever. But I didn't pay attention. But as I get older, I'm respecting kind of what he's doing. Like, what, man, listen, he's probably one of the best business minds in this music game, man. He is killing. Yeah. He got the title deal. Right, he's got.
And they just flipped that, didn't they? Like last week,
they did.
Like,
listen,
right?
Dude is moving.
Yep.
He is moving, like, and it's everything that you liquor got it. You know, weed got it. Housing got it. Music got it. Whole
clubs,
title, like
all that
club,
stuff.
He got it
all
on Smash.
They had the 40/40 clubs they got years ago.
Bro, okay. And then he goes and marries Beyonce for all that it's worth. Like, you go get the baddest chick to jump, then you make all these moves. Like, you know, shouts out to him, man.
Yeah.
Salute, dude, for the business mind. You know what I'm saying? And the music to me is getting better later on because there's more content and you make
so
makes you, think,
you think his music is better now than it was like 96, like Reasonable Doubt.
No, okay, again, let me back up.
Oh my God.
let me back up. I respect the music. I didn't say, okay, maybe I said it was better. I respect the music more now of the content that he's saying than before, if that makes any kind of sense.
I get it.
I'm not saying that it was better because he had to be raw back then. He had
that
to
was
be.
His truth, right?
Yeah, but that was just wasn't my lane, you know. But
I
it's all
you.
It's all good. But luxury cannabis with street credibility, that's what he's branding right now. So I mean, you know, shouts out to that. So today actually marks the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd's murder today. You know, obviously there was a little bit of uproar, like 200 people or stuff like that went down, did a little rioting and stuff like that. But day of remembrance, you got to do remember that. That did change the world and kind of how we're looking at things and how people are treated, people of particular of a color.
And just adding more fuel to the fire.
Right. So you definitely got to acknowledge that. And acknowledge the change that it's bringing, albeit it's slow, but it's possible. There is some positive change
just
happening.
Leveraging off what you're just saying, how crazy is it that it's been a full year and they just wrapped up the trial, right? Like a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Correct? So a whole year it took, like, for them to get justice for this man's his murder.
It's unbelievable. And when you look at,
I'm grateful that we got it though.
Well, I mean,
right. And we're headed.
Just imagine if imagine if there was no eyes on this.
Right.
It probably been swept under the rug, and nobody would have paid any attention to it. You right? So, it's one time that actually, you know, video was positive.
Right.
Like, I mean, obviously, we wish that somebody would have stepped in and intervened. However, on the flip side, if nobody did step in, at least it was video recorded, went viral, and kind of changed the nation.
Right, because there are instances where it's been recorded and it didn't mean shit.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. So,
like I said, slowly heading in the right direction.
So there's that. Next up is Coinbase. Let's talk a little bit about Coinbase. Anybody know about Coinbase? JB, you know about Coinbase? No? Yes? So Coinbase and cryptocurrency, obviously cryptocurrency is taking a big dip. Me and JB talked about that last week, and people are like, where do you invest your money? Well, you have to exchange this crypto at somewhere. I keep telling people, man, listen, you got to figure out the meat and potato. One way or another, the money has to come in and go out one way or another. I believe Coinbase is a very, very viable tool. And they're saying that Coinbase is the Amazon of today. You invest in Coinbase, you're going to have a large return. Now, people are turned off by it because right now I think Coinbase is around $240 a share.
Okay.
So people are like, I don't want to buy just one share because people want multiple shares, right? I want a lot of shares. I want thousands of shares so I can be all rich. Think about it. If you had bought Shopify back in March for $300, you'd be sitting on $1,200 now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like the return on investment. Look at the return on investment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Rather than buying $3,000 hoping that it pops, something that's actually proven, put money in there, buy it, boom, there you go. So that's my little tidbit there. Beyond that, so the moon. So one of my things I posted today, the stars all align. You were coming back. You know, we had, what is it, the blood flower, what is it called? Super flower blood moon. Mm-hmm. I'm not super duper in astrology and stuff like that, but there is a thing called this. And basically, the super flower blood moon is a total eclipse when the moon reaches the closest point of the Earth. That's why it was so bright. It looked really, really, it actually looked really nice last night. I don't know if you were out about it.
I'm always watching the moon.
It felt,
I love it.
Yeah, it actually felt amazing. I mean, I saw people on Instagram and Snap and all this other stuff taking pictures of the moon. Really, really nice. Then the super flower, I guess, is like the lunar eclipse. And then a super moon, which is why you had that like reddish hue. So I guess the two came together one time. And that's what you had early this morning. So if you were up at what, two, three in the morning? You got a glimpse of that. I don't know if you caught it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm always watching the moon and keeping track of lunar activity and the cycles of it, because it's funny. I'm learning more and more about it every day. I'm not by no means am I an expert, but it's just funny how it changes the energy, you know, in your circumstances around you and things that are going on in different times of the year. So I'm trying to become more and more aware of all that. So it's funny that you said moon, and I just realized my little toy out here is called Luna. But anyway, go ahead.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, the stars are aligning. Everything is happening, man.
I just realized it.
We had a downpour before the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it got wet on Wednesday, I'm fucking good, bro. I'm just saying.
It was like just a little bit of the way here. I could barely see because it was pouring so hard.
It was like windy. I'm like, whoa, what's happening? Yeah. And it stopped. The sun came out. I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is the vibe today. So shouts out to anybody got it wet on Wednesday. You know, salute to y'all. Y'all got it. Moving on to Tesla, man. So Tesla Model 3 and Model Y will be it's interesting. So me and JB were talking about different stocks and conspiracy theories and this and that and so on and so forth. So Elon Musk went and did it. Neural transmission. Yeah.
He makes me nervous. He makes me so nervous.
Everything about this makes me nervous. This guy makes me so nervous. I don't care. You better be watching Elon Musk. If you don't believe me, he's actually creating money. So think about it. Elon Musk has Coinbase, this Dogecoin or whatever fucking coin. Have anybody seen the coin physically in person? Anybody seen this coin? Like, has you put it in your hand? No, but you put money on that though, right? That this thing, whatever it is in your hand, is going to make you money because everybody else is doing it, right? Sheep following sheep. Okay, so Elon Musk tweets out, hey, I'm going to do boom. And, oh, yeah, he's going to do that. What do? You pour more money into it. Whole time, the stock is still dropping. You right? Because we're in the bear market now, right? Stock's going down, goes down, go up, down, up, and gradually going down. What do you think Elon's doing right now? He is selling the shares of Dogecoin that you guys are putting into it because you guys believe in it so much, taking that money out and reinvesting it somewhere, and he is now making self-driving cars. So apparently Model X and Model Y will be the first to rely on a camera and neural net processing. Basically, you're going to be able to drive. You don't have to do anything. You're just going to be sitting there. So the top out speed is like 75 miles an hour. You can't go over that. It's going to be autopiloted, full self-driving, and active safety features. That means, George Jetson, sit your butt in the car. I'm going to drive you wherever you need to go. We literally have robots taking us places now.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we late already, because I thought when we was watching Back to the Future and all that stuff, I thought in like 2000, we was supposed to be here already.
No. So that's what our parents was warning us about. Like, TV's going to rot your brain. It didn't rot your brain. It made you think, but it wasn't.
Unrealistic expectations.
It was just unrealistic. That was unrealistic. Yeah. But if you take that city and you put it down on the ground, isn't that the Jetsons?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. All they did was put it up in the sky and just made it really funny and make it a little cartoon.
Yeah.
Simpsons true. Doing the same shit. They feeding you real game. Hey, yeah. Jay-Z's going to look like that. Trump's going to look like that. He's going to die like this. Wait, what? It's a cartoon. Ha ha. Next thing you know, 10 years, 20 years later.
Simpsons got psychics on
bro, there's something wrong with that. Stuff. I don't know.
But going back to Elon Musk, he just, gonna be careful. So some things I know for sure. So I just want to make sure they don't say the wrong things.
Okay.
I know a lot of things that he's working on. You know, you'll have people that, you know, he's worked on different projects with the government, and they will, you know, tell him
Space Force is real.
Trying Space to Force put is real. Certain safety protocols or certain things in line, and he just doesn't give a shit about any of it. No. You know, he doesn't care, and that is a little bit disconcerting. Just because it's a little concerning because of just the nature of the world we live in, right? And the fact that we have adversaries and stuff like that, and he just has no regard. And the fact that he's just doing stuff that's just it's so out the box. It is so much, and he is so. It's just
why would he care?
He doesn't care. No, he doesn't.
I think you're people are like misconstrued that Elon Musk cares about you. Elon Musk don't care about you at all. Absolutely. Just let's be real. He cares about his investors and the interests of his investors, just like any other company, right? But at the end of the day, he's going to take your money.
Yeah, and
he's like a casino. He's going to take your money.
Working with people that are trying to help implement security protocols and things in place to protect people, protect us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he doesn't care.
No,
and that is dangerous.
Dog, he's like, I mean, you got people. What is it called? The CRISP program, working on duplication of genes. Yeah. It's CRISPR. CIPR. Look it up. Fact check me, but I think it's called CRISPR, where they're duplicating genes and recreating genes and babies and genes. And you're playing God now. This is getting out of hand. This is crazy. You got self-driving cars right now. You got solar power to power up. I don't like it. But it is what it is. This is where we're at. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to stop the train because y'all keep putting y'all money there. So do it, I guess. But it's maddening. It's just maddening that, you know, dude tweeted about a Doge coin that nobody's ever seen that started in a guy's garage and said, hey, I want to make a coin. And he made a coin and like billions of dollars just get thrown at it. And
he's manifesting it. The power of manifestation. There you go. He got the followers to make it happen. So,
well, that's how money makes money. Yeah. That's literally the definition of money making money, except he's taking your money to make more money. So he's taking your investment to make more money. And in return, if it doesn't work out, guess what? You're screwed. My bad. Because stocks have all these disclaimers. Hey, we don't, you know,
no guarantees.
No guarantee you that this is going to happen, but it's possible. Is anything is possible? I mean, shit. Whatever, man. But yeah, so I think that's a really unique thing. But something that hit me today, which was really, really interesting. Howard U. So Howard University is making really big strides. Felisa Rashad, you know, being named the dean of the arts program over there. Me and JB talked about that last week before last. I think it was week before last. Two weeks ago. Now they go and name their new fine arts program after Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I love that. Wakanda forever.
Listen, I rock Puma now because of all that. For real, when he died, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. And Puma represents kind of what Chadwick was doing, because I think he was the next up and coming large actor, right? You had Michael B. Jordan, great actor. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you had Chadwick Boseman, great actor. There was another cat, I forgot his name, but he's really good too. But all three great actors that I think were going to have long, great careers are going to change the movie industry and how we thought about things, you know. When he passed away, you know, I'm not saying Black Panther died with that, but you know, the mystique behind it, you know, the fuel behind it, it died down a little bit, you know.
It's gonna be hard when you have a sequel like that and you have to like switch it up, you know, like that, because of something, you know, like that, a loss like that. It's just not gonna be, you know, it's just not going to be right. Like, it's not going to be the same, you know, it should be, like it could be, so.
Yeah, right. But. So I'm super happy about that. I'm glad that Howard is kind of making a transition. A lot of HBCUs are making a transition. They're taking, you know, the help of folks like Master P, Allen Iverson, Felisa Rashad, propping up folks that passed away like Chadwick Boseman, and like implementing that into everyday life, because we're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And that's going to draw, you know, smarter minds, people who want to be there, who have passion, to your school and your location. And for HBCUs, that's big, right? So coming out of COVID, you got to get all these kids back to your program. Do they all want to go back to your school? Do they want to transition, go to another school? You know, student loans, this, that, and so on and so forth. I really hope that, you know, HBCUs take another step in evolution. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, a lot of them strive to go above, like, whatever, you know, the standard mark is, because, you know, sometimes there's a stigma, you know, for them, right, for HBCUs. And so, you said, shouts out to them, like, just stepping outside the box, especially to reaching a next generation. You know, it's just different. So you got to get outside the box a little bit, you know.
Yeah. And I went to HBCU. I went to Virginia State University, my latter years. So I was there from like 02 to 06. And HBCUs are fun. It's a great atmosphere. There are some things that are lacking. But at the end of the day, you get really good education. I majored in public administration, you know, and I had really knowledgeable teachers there. Mm-hmm. And I think HBCUs get that bad rap sometimes. It's a black college. Right. Well, we're more than just a black college. You know, we're actually a community. Mm-hmm. You know, they're out here doing grassroots stuff that you don't see every day. They can't advertise like a University of Michigan or Ohio State because they don't have the funding, but they do what they can do around the local college. So a person like me may not hear about Virginia State, mm-hmm. even though that's a good move financially, right? Student loans and all that stuff. You know, you're paying I don't know if it's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a semester anymore. It's probably like, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 a semester compared to, $20,000, $30,000 a semester. Yeah. You're getting the same kind of education. You're paying for the name.
Right.
So why not, you know, invest that back into the HBCU? Trust me, the large colleges have enough people. They have enough funding. They have enough boosters. They have enough that HBCU lacks those. So,
and also, too, this is the history, right? And the right. culture that as well that comes with that, that I considered going to. Like, I went applied for Spelman, and I considered going to.
Yeah, Spelman.
I was too wild, though. I wouldn't. Because
y'all
right
by Morehouse. What? Wait a minute.
I didn't need to go to HBCU. I would have really nut up. But anyway.
Oh, man.
But anyway, no, I loved. I always appreciated. It gets wild. I really appreciated the culture and the history, like, in the community that comes with the, you know, just even when I would visit campuses. My best friend went to Norfolk State.
Yep.
So, you know, just I would visit NSU. Different people at different, you know, different HBCUs. It's just a whole different culture and just like a, almost like a family, you know, feeling almost that you're there when you're there. So
homecomings, wild. Yeah, you know, homecomings are wild. Like,
it's nothing like it.
It's nothing like going to a home. Well, I don't even know what it's like that anymore. I ain't been back there in a minute. But there was nothing like going to a homecoming at HBCU.
Yeah.
The parties is ridiculous. The food's great. Like, the atmosphere is just bomb. You had battle of the bands.
Like a big family reunion.
Man, right. Listen, if you ain't never been to a black family reunion, you got to go HBCU. Homecoming is specific ones.
And then, like, I remember, like, Howard Homecoming in particular, it's epic. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to school or not, if you know anybody at the school or not, like, it shut D.C. down, mm-hmm. you know? And I remember even when I first went to college myself, I went to UVA, and the classmates and stuff I met there, we all snuck. We didn't even tell our parents nothing. 17, 18, we snuck to D.C. so we could be a part of it because it's epic, right? It's nothing like it.
Because
it's the whole city.
It's so, because everybody just
ready.
Just ready to come down. What's happening right now? You can't move nowhere.
And that's the thing, you don't even, it's as much of a party like in the streets. And right. Driving around trying to get into a place, into the spots. You don't even have to worry about going inside.
Oh my God, you just park the car, just leave it, man.
Yeah,
we good.
Just
walk around, it's
a party on the streets as well, so.
And yeah. I've been to a couple different ones. I went to school in Louisiana, ULM, University of Louisiana Monroe. But my siblings, they went to Grambling.
Okay.
That was my first introduction there. So when you go over there, you're like, what the hell is this? What is this place? You know, I'm in high school. I'm like, oh man, this is right. nice. This
yeah,
is nice.
I bet.
This is real nice. I mean, it's a little dilapidated, you know, some of the buildings are, but you know, it was a good atmosphere and good people.
Yeah.
But you know.
Just real quick, talking about black education. I don't know if you've seen it or not, the update. So, you know, we had Jay Morris come on the show a while ago now. Rolling for a minute now.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you've seen, you know, so he's an artist. He's a singer, musician who's supporting a huge project, the Black 365, Black History. So they were – it's a textbook they put together,
yes,
and they're trying to promote it in different school systems. And I know they had taken it on in Texas, and now since we've seen him last, what's up, Jay? I feel like it's about time for an update, with
sir.
You. But anyway,
back
I've
seen on
that,
the BYOV show,
yeah,
sir.
So I've seen
that
he's now they have. I want to say it was in Brooklyn. I remember it was in New York. I remember that it was a city in New York that is.
I don't
also
remember the city, but
adapting
yes.
That as part of the school curriculum as well.
I think it was New York.
I think it was
New York.
Yeah, I know it was New York. I just don't remember if it was Brooklyn or if he called out specifically what part, but I know it was in New York. So,
and that's absolutely huge.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
That's completely amazing. We are so proud of you. Proud of, you know, everybody that's been a part of that project. That's amazing. And hopefully it'll just continue to keep going.
And I hope we can continue to keep that going, because that's actually big. So mm-hmm. if anybody out that's there huge. Has influence in terms of, you know, teaching and knowledge and curriculum, hit us up. Let us know, because this book is filled with so much knowledge that people just don't even know about. myself included, that people can be educated on. Like, oh, I didn't know that he built this, and I didn't know he did this, and I didn't know they did that. And, you know, we can learn our history and teach our youth, because we have to start down there, you know, and have them grow into that with that knowledge, so they can then, you know, expand capabilities that we already had.
And get a real truth, you know, on their history, right, their background. Right. Don't,
no more hiding. No more hiding.
Exactly.
That's so. No, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so shout out to Jay. So we're talking about, you know, Black education and all that stuff. So
last thing I have on the docket to speak about before we hit the break is Amazon. So what's going on with Amazon? Anybody know? No?
No.
No? Well, we'll let you know. Amazon has bought Metro Goldwyn May. Anybody know what that is?
MGM.
MGM.
Oh, wow.
$8.6 billion.
That's how it's on Amazon.
Amazon acquired that. So, listen, when I tell you mega moves is happening, this was a mega move. So, they bought the video portion of MGM.
Okay.
So, this is big, number one. If you got Amazon Prime, like myself, clap. Because we're going to get, you know, your Rockies, we're going to get your James Bond, your Silence of the Lambs, The Rock, you know, all those MGM movies with the line, roar, the line came on, I knew it was getting, roar. When that line came on, I was like, this about to be good, you know, you don't talk about, keep laughing, man, I'm serious, it's a roar, I was like, oh, shit, give a popcorn. I'm saying, certain things you know, man. You go on that shit, but no, it was good. I'm glad they're gonna bring it out. I'm pretty sure RoboCop, they're gonna reboot a Hall. Were you laughing at me, man?
I'm gonna need you to make that noise one more time. Oh shit!
I'm good, man. Let me focus. But you know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows that line, though. You know what I'm talking about. The Jones animated and everything. It looked real. But, you're going to get new movies. Obviously, you're going to get an uptick in the Amazon. If you have Amazon stock, that stock's going to shoot through the roof. Deal's supposed to be finalized around, I think, Tuesday.
That is definitely a stock I'm kicking myself in the ass for. I swear, I remember looking at it and it being like, it wasn't that long ago. A little over.
Well, Amazon? Maybe. Yeah, it was a little minute ago.
Yeah, but it was, okay, it was, I want to say, like, $200, something like that. Maybe a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. Two, three. Now, it's, what, like, $1,200, or it was, like, $700, $1,200, something like that. But it just, like,
It's the same thing. So, remember we're talking about?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, I don't know about you, but I was broke. I ain't had no money. I ain't had no $200. I'm like, $200? Right. Like, right. I can put that to a light bill.
Right.
No.
Now,
you know, because you messed up before.
Yep.
Take the $200. Don't buy the shoes or don't go on the trip. Yeah. Just take that two and go buy this. You're not going to get the instant, but you're going to get later. 10 over.
Right.
I just gave you a hint. Coinbase, if you don't know, you need the stock ticker COIN, coin. Look up coin. It's 241. It jumped 18% last night. It's 241 now. It dropped from 350, so you're getting a $100 discount already. You know it's going to hit back 350. You know it is, because crypto's big. And this is the largest currency exchange for crypto. So, yeah.
Definitely I need to get in that game. Actually, I was waiting to get back to you, to get back here to talk to you about that and figure out I need to go and stop playing around, because that shit, like be kicking, talking about this in a year, kick my ass in some ass again. So
listen, you gotta diversify that account.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting your IRA, listen, absolutely, man, taking your money, sticking your money in IRAs, so don't hit, you know, the tax and lowering your tax bracket and stuff like that. 401ks was good. If you can get a matching, absolutely put money in your 401ks. But your Roth IRAs and all those type of stuff, put money, max it out. You can put $6,000 in, throw $6,000 in, because that's $6,000 that's not going to be counted against at the end of the year, which makes more money for you later on. Makes sense?
Yeah.
All right. Cool enough. So as we round out the first half, so a lot of stuff's going on. Do you hear that noise in the morning?
What noise?
Do you hear any noise? Oh, you got good. Because I hear it, because I'm in the back with trees and woods and shit. So you hear this buzz, all them fucking cicadas. Lord have mercy.
I haven't noticed any difference.
Man, I got smacked in the face twice. The fucking cicadas, like twice. Then, bap, bap. I was like, oh, quick two-piece. I mean, they out here, man. They're large. I'm going to say that. Just be careful if you're in wooded areas. Cicadas do bring out copperheads. Copperheads love cicadas. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. Just be very careful when you're on your jogs and runs and whatever. I don't know if y'all even jog. Y'all jogging? Hell no.
I used to. That was in my soccer days. My knees ain't up.
Way them knees is set up, man. Oh, so I saw a post. And we're going to we'll talk about it another time. I saw a post about twerking. So there's a twerking exercise group. Did you know that? It's in Maryland. You saw it? JB, you saw it? It's a twerking exercise group. There's like 30 women in there. They was out there getting it. I was like, okay.
Bro, they got dance clubs and exercise groups over across the waters in other countries, you know, where the back end ain't as big. Mm. They got exercise and dance primarily for twerking.
They shaking their backs.
Hey, some of them is blessed. Some of them is blessed, and they get their friends to join. Man. You know what I mean? But you can find them on YouTube. I don't know the exact name of the groups and everything like that, but they out here.
Oh, man. Listen.
Good exercise.
I thought it was. Until I looked at it.
I thought it was.
I didn't trust you. Wait a minute. Wait a motherfucking minute. Hell no.
You know what I think about when I seen like the videos and shit for YouTube? I'm like, I know it smells so fucking bad in there.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, what the fuck is going on here, man?
That's too
Somebody
much.
Got that twerk wind, dog. That twerk wind is real. I don't know. It could be like 29 of them are good, but one of them is bad.
That's
that one
it
bad
takes.
It takes one. One bad apple. Fix your shit. You know what I'm talking about. Fix your shit.
I swear, that's what I be thinking about when I see that shit. I'll be like, they sweating like shit. I'm like, I know it's
off the Richter,
I'm like, it's boofing.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It was
an old school throwback song.
Shake your ass. What you know about that mystical? That mystical, sir. That's where I was at. Show me what you're working with. Hey.
But watch yourself.
Please, no, for real, watch yourself.
Watch it on the TV.
Watch it on the TV.
See that shit live.
Yeah, it's one of those things, oh, that looks really nice. It looks like cool, but you get in there, like, what the fuck? You already done paid your money, so you ain't go to work now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's the first thing I be thinking about. They sweating like shit. So, it's boofing. I know it's boofing in there.
The idea is good. The thought is good. Somebody didn't think it all. I didn't think it all the way out. I didn't think this through, but we have enough people. Like, right. But no, I saw some twerkage, right? Okay, I was looking and
saw some twerkage.
I saw some twerkage. There was a lot of twerkage going on. I think we need to come to a reckoning. All y'all can't twerk. Mm-mm. Every man can't dance. Every woman can't twerk. I feel you. You feeling yourself? You getting it in? Okay. Nah. That's not how that works. Mm-hmm. So it put in perspective because I saw a whole screen. I was like, nope, hell no. What are you doing? Don't get the fuck off all this. That's where we at right now, man.
The twerkage has spoiled, huh?
There was a couple Jones that, you know, could really maneuver.
Right.
They could really maneuver. I'm like, okay, they can maneuver a few things. 70%? Mm-mm.
They was just trying to get some exercise.
Well, it was bad because somebody said, oh, girl right there, she only doing it for the gram. That's not how you supposed to do blah, blah, blah. I was like, she right, though. She said she right. Because as soon as they switched, it was like, switch. And then you had to, like, move stuff over. And then it was like, boop, boop, boop. She lost all the rhythm. Everything. I was like, damn. It was like real life TV for me. I was like, damn, this is a calamity. I wonder if anybody ever just walked out because the twerking was bad. Like, bro. Ma'am, this ain't go work.
Put my ones back.
Right, I want them all back. Run. I know. I put two quarters. Two. I want my quarters back. And my ones. But my bad. We won't go off kilter, man. Give us about 2 minutes to gather ourselves, man. We're gonna bring in our median, Miss Tiffany Nikki, in the building. We're gonna talk about, you know, spiritual guidance. We're gonna talk a little about self care. I know a lot of people out there right now have lost a loved one, wish they could talk to one, you know, and be able to communicate that. Well, guess what? We have somebody in the building that can help you with that. So we're going to bring her on the show. Give us about 1-2 minutes to get set up. I know we're running a little behind schedule at 35. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys. All right.
Yo, man, what's up?
DJ Swift on the
Taj Money.
Nah.
TikTok on the clock, yeah, my mind going in circles. They say it's okay to think a lot, just make sure that you getting paid. And I've been stacking up that cheese, need more refrigerators. And every time I'm on the scene, I gotta get more paper. TikTok on the clock, yeah, my mind going in circles. They say it's okay to think a lot, just make sure that you getting paid. And I've been stacking up my cheese, need more refrigerators. And every time I'm on the scene, I gotta get more paper. Just gave my bro a couple dollars to flex up on these haters. As I go up, we all go up, I put that on my natal. Sending a stew right now with my nigga Nate. He produced what I'm producing. Together we the greatest, I ride with riders. We coming hard, but no, we not gangbangers. Just know that I die for mine if they ever in danger. My mind been going in circles lately, I'm trying to get paper. Don't give a fuck about the fame, I don't care to be famous. I realize them niggas hate me, they mad cause they ain't us. I'm in the club like fuck a nigga, I'm throwing up them fingers. Get disrespectful when I start to sense the disrespect. A nigga play, I get my boys to get up at his neck. TikTok on the clock, yeah, my mind going in circles. They say it's okay to think a lot, just make sure that you getting paid. And I've been stacking up that cheese, need more refrigerators. And every time I'm on the scene, I gotta get more paper. TikTok on the clock, yeah, my mind going in circles. They say it's okay to think a lot, just make sure that you getting paid. And I've been stacking up my cheese, need more refrigerators. And every time I'm on the scene, I gotta get more paper. Just hopped up by my four-door, fresh as fuck, I'm about to take some photos. My leg fucked up, up at the moment, that don't stop the show though. I can't be making porno. I guess that's cap up in my rap. Right now I don't fuck with hoes. Focus on my money, need it longer than Pinocchio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to BYOV. We have a very special guest in the building. Miss Nikki. She's our median reader. Got a lot going on. Before we do that, just want to shout out to Cranking Comedy, man. May 27th, tomorrow night, May 27th at the Palace. Please be there. Please be there. Serious Company. Major League Man, four comics. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. All of Woodbridge is behind this. Like, we got a lot of promoters, a lot of event planners, we have the space, the location, we got everything. We got the vibe. So come through. It's $25 a ticket. You can hit me up on Facebook, anyone on my team. Hit them up, Cranking Comedy. If you're part of my group, you already know how to reach me. If you're not, hit me on the DM. Or if you have a respected, advertiser or promoter, hit them up, get some tickets. So we're going to be out there tomorrow, I believe. We're also going to have a special edition, BYOB, over there.
So, and also, too, are you looking for, do you have any more openings for any vendor tables?
So we do. We have two openings left. So if you're interested in becoming a vendor, if you want to be a vendor over there, let me know. The price for the vendor is $100. If you bring two people, which you only have two slots left, it would be $75 a piece, so $150. I guarantee you it's going to be worth your money. You get in there for a show, comedy. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was a great way for me to. I had a really good time at the first, first session. And so I will be there. I will be there. I'm probably going to go ahead and man a table as well. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm a peer romance consultant. Excuse me. So I have lots of bedroom accessories, lubricants, lingerie, all kinds of different fun stuff like that, that I'll probably just have a couple things out to demo. And just real quick, sorry, Ms. Dick, you won't get to you just a minute. I just wanted to make sure, since I haven't been here most of the month already, I just want to make sure I didn't miss out. May is masturbation month. Yep. So I just wanted to call that. I just wanted to call that out and make sure everybody was aware of that.
I'm aware. I posted it. I said it early.
Just really quick, as a pre-romance consultant, one of my favorite parts of this job is just educating people about sexual health and wellness. And it's just really important that people know that it really shouldn't be ashamed or feel guilty about masturbating. It's really a wonderful, beautiful way to discover and learn about yourself. To literally show yourself self-love, right? And then if you are preparing for a partner or have a partner or whatever, you want to be by yourself, it's just a great way to, once you know your own body, that's how you can begin to show your partner and explain to your partner the things that you like. And you can understand for yourself the things that you like. It's great stress relief. It's good for your health. It's just, it gives you great skin, great for your digestion. It's just so many health benefits to it. and it just, overall, it helps combat depression, anxiety, all that kind of stuff.
All the people with good skin now. Okay.
Yeah, so.
It helps with your root chakra, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, the chakra. So, since you said, I'm going to go ahead. We will go into these things
another time.
And we're
going to segue into this root chakra. Let these people know what a root. Hold on now. Wait. Go ahead.
So, chakras are spinning discs of energy that go from your crown down to your root. And they control organs, physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental parts of your body. So let's just say if your crown chakra is open, you're open to receive. You get information quickly. You have clarity. Your third eye is open. You see things clear. You understand things clear. Your throat chakra is, if this is blocked, you're not speaking your truth. You suffocate, or you, the physical ailment could be strep throat or a thyroid issue. With your heart chakra, that's self-explanatory. If you have any heart conditions or any conditions with self-love or loving someone else. The next one is your solar plexus. That is right 2 inches above your belly button, and then the sacral is 2 inches below your belly button. So those two are I do and I feel, and that's where you get the intuitiveness. That's where you get that push where, you know what, I should have went to the right, I didn't listen, I went to the left, and now I'm stuck in all this traffic. And then your root chakra brings everything together, and that's what grounds you. That's who you are. That's where you come from. That's women that produce and you conception. So it's very, very vital that you keep your chakras aligned, open, balanced, and spinning properly, so you don't get any type of
blockages.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's
balance.
That's very interesting. I didn't know anything about that. But before we get too far into it, I'm gonna let you introduce yourself and kind of what you do and your business and all that stuff, because I didn't know anything about it. You know, I was introduced to you through a mutual friend.
Yes.
I went through your services, and I think it's amazing.
Well, thank you.
But please introduce yourself to the folks. Let them know kind of what you do, what being a medium is, a spirit guide, all that stuff. Please.
So my name is Nikki, and I am a psychic medium. I found out that I had intuitive gifts when I was 5 years old, but I didn't progress until I had tragedy in my life. And at age 40 is when all my gifts started to open up. But what I do is I connect intuitively through clairs. And what clairs are is clairvoyancy, which means I see clearly. Clairaudience is I hear clearly. Claircognitive is I know clearly. Clairsentience is I feel clearly. And I'm an empath, so I pick up on everybody's energy and can read the room kind of easily. Mm-hmm. But I also pick up and read energies. So, and I can see energy. So I can see people's aura. I can see their energy if they have holes in their energy. Everything has energy. And people don't realize how other people's energy affects them. Just like in walking and in passing. If I pass you and I'm having a shitty day, I just gave my energy to you.
Energy transferable.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And so I teach with life energy is my business, life energy, Reiki, and readings. But I teach people how to put themselves in protective bubbles so they don't feel people's energy and allows it to affect them in a negative way, because you want to vibe high. Wherever your thought goes, that's where energy goes. And so that's how people are so good at manifesting. I heard you talk about Elon Musk. He is a manifester because he's got his thoughts in the right direction, and he's vibing high. His frequency is so high with those thoughts that things just come to him because he knows no other way. He doesn't vibe low. And so when your frequencies are up like that, manifest. It's law of attraction. So I teach people, hey, keep the negative to a minimum. I posted on social media today. It's free to mind your business, but it's also a good way to keep your inner peace. And so wherever, if you're in someone's drama, that's that low vibrational frequency. And to step out of that, you need to mind your business so you can vibe high and you can have that inner peace. Because at the end of the day, it's your spiritual connection with higher self. It's that self-love, self-awareness, self-respect, and that energy that you're giving out, it has to be comparable to what's coming in. So a lot of people aren't open to receiving. And that's a big issue when I have people on my Reiki table. They give, but they don't know how to receive.
Yes.
And it's also an issue with giving back to themselves. That's a big issue. It's like you have to love yourself, take care of yourself, connect with inner child. Just be in connection with self so much that nothing bothers you, and you're just, you know, it's not being cocky, it's not being arrogant, it's just you love yourself and you know what your boundaries are, what you're willing to accept. And
so I actually got a question. And mm-hmm. I know Tasha has Natasha has questions, JB has questions, we all have questions.
Sure.
Real quick question. So I'm seeing a lot on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women are not able to go back out into the community and go date and things like that, because they're so, I guess, into their kids. They're so like, I'm just going to be a mom, mm-hmm. and I'm be the best mom ever. But they neglect themselves. They neglect what they actually want. And, you know, when it comes to, I guess, stepping out to go and seek all of that, you know, they have, I guess, a difficult time doing that based on stuff that I've read.
Yes.
Do you see a lot of that? And
yes.
Like, what are some of the things that, you know, obviously I'd like them to come to you to get more in depth of how they can get out of that situation. But do you see that a lot more, or is it just me?
It is a lot. And I reference that to ego. And it's not ego on a bad way. It's edging gifts out, edging gods out, edging your blessings out. Because when you don't take care of yourself, you're blocking the blessings that are due to you. Mm. Like if you don't get out and meet people, or you're giving to your children, you're totally shutting down self-love, self-care. And that becomes mental. But the physical toll on it, when they come to get Reiki, they have the stress in their shoulders. And so they have the stress in the neck. So I always try to work with getting the inflammation and the stress out of their neck, and getting the energy to flow through the rest of their body, because they're so backed up with that. I got to do for the kids. I got to do for the kids. So I put together a Reiki. Reiki is healing energy. It's life force energy from creator source, the highest source. And we practitioners, we just place our hand on you and then guide the energy, because that energy connected with your energy can heal. And so I do emotional Reiki and I do physical Reiki. Emotional, if a female were to come to me and say, hey, I can't get back out there because I'm so tied down with my kids. Well, first you have to set boundaries. You have to detach and release from what's not serving your highest and best good right now. And even though you love your kids, you're not getting what you need because of them. So we got to detach and release and set boundaries. Second, we got to get you in an affirming mode. You got to affirm that you're worth it. You've got to affirm that your body is beautiful. You have to affirm that you are perfect in every way and that you are enough. And so once we do that with the Reiki and we give affirmations, I make body butters and oils blends. And I just tell them, put a little bit on here, do this. I give them homework.
Uh-huh.
All my clients, they walk away. It's not just an entertainment thing, but I'm here to heal you. I'm here to give you the tools that you need, because it's a stigma with the spiritual work and the psychics and, you know, the mediums that, oh, we're just out for your money. There are those of us that actually care and we're considered light workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through and we heal people. Sometimes we do it for free, but yes, we have to make our living. So,
right.
You know, we do what we have to do, but first and foremost, I am a light worker, so I give my gift that I've received to others for healing purposes.
So, and to piggyback off that, and I'm going to let Tasha and JB ask their question. So that's from the woman's perspective, but going to a man's perspective, right? Emotional, being able to share emotion with other folks because of a blockage of past things that happened, past dealings. Women or tragedy or whatever the case may be, you know, a lot of times men are not able to convey that. I'm fortunate enough where I can convey how I feel. This is where I stand. But I talk to a lot of my fellas. They're not able to verbalize that or one way or another. Do you deal with stuff like that as well?
Yes. Fortunately, I have the ability to connect with their thoughts, to kind of get them to kind of, I know this is what, you know, you're feeling, and you don't have to acknowledge it, but I'm just letting you know that this is what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you concur and you want to speak about it, we can go ahead and speak about it. If you don't want to speak about it, just know that I'm here. But I can connect with, because I'm reading energy as well.
Gotcha.
So it's easier for, sometimes it's guys get, are a little bit, they're like, yeah, I don't know. And they're sitting there with their arms crossed.
That
and
was
the
me.
Next thing you know,
that
they're reaching for the Kleenex. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Mm. So it's interesting, but doable. I just ask that everybody that comes and sits on my couch, and I sound like a therapist, but if you come sit on my couch, just be open, because I'm going to work harder to heal you. So when you leave out of there, you're going to feel lighter.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I got your services. When I walked in there, I was not going to be, guarded.
He wasn't going to be a bamboozle.
I wasn't going to be. Exactly. There you go. I was like, I'm not going to tell you nothing. I'm not going to do anything. You're going to figure this out by yourself. But if you get it, okay, ding, you get the check. And you checked a lot of boxes for me. So, you know, after that, I'm like, you know what? She needs to kind of convey that to the folks. And if anybody that can, each one teach one. If I can get one person to go to your service, I think that'd be a great, great offering for them. But I know Tasha had a lot of questions, and JB, you had some questions as well. Tasha, I know you wanted to ask a few things.
Yeah, I'm just curious, because it's something I was discussing with Alex a couple weeks ago. This is something that a lot of this has just come to my attention and my awareness as well in the last couple of years of my life, just going through different things and just different spiritual aspects, a lot of things that you were just discussing. And I'm just curious, you know, and I don't know what your personal background is, what have you. I was raised, you know, a Christian. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people, and I just remember, especially when I was young, being told that people that have gifts like yours, you know, that's, you know, against what God's word and against, you know, and it's, with, you know, witchcraft and all these other negative things, and it's just crazy to me, because you know, the things that I've experienced have been nothing but positive, you know, nothing but blessings, nothing but things that have brought me closer to God, closer to my spiritual awareness. So sorry, with all that said, have you experienced a lot of resistance, a lot of judgment, a lot of criticism with working in your spiritual gifts?
Believe it or not, I got a lot of judgment from my family, because we are Baptist Christian based. Mm-hmm. And but I had to learn to honor what gifts I had. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of people that are not leaving their religion, but kind of walking away from their religion just a little bit, because they're tapping into the spiritual aspect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the way that I operate, and you can attest, I start each of my sessions off with a prayer, you mm-hmm. know, just to keep us in the light, because I do believe in God, creator, source. So
yep.
There are, you know, some that are just like, they're a light, there's dark. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people it goes side by side. There's the religious aspect and the spiritual aspect. I wasn't born baptized. I wasn't baptized, but I do believe. So when I became awakened with my spiritual gifts, that was the path that I took. And I'm happy with it, because I know that I serve a purpose. Mm-hmm. But I pray every night. Mm-hmm. And I have 4 prayers that I do twice a day, and I keep everything in white light. I give gratitude to God, and every meditation is going to God and giving gratitude, going to Jesus and giving gratitude. Because there was a time when I lost my dad in 2001, and then 9/11 happened, and I worked for the federal government at that time, so I was thrown mm-hmm. into that. And then my fiance was killed on his motorcycle like 12 days after that. So I had a complete breakdown, mm-hmm. and I didn't give up on my faith. And so that was at age 28. And then when I became 30, that's when my gift started to really get going. And then 40, it just popped, and it was like, okay. But I still kept
your faith,
my faith. Mm-hmm. And so that a lot of people that come through with their readings, their family members will tell them, hey, pick up the Bible. You know, I left this Bible by the nightstand. I left this passage for you, or use my Bible. So I totally
practice. So you feel there's a divine connection?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Angelic messages.
Angel numbers.
Yes, yes. Numbers are big, and people, yeah. You know, and you guys were speaking earlier about the moon. The moon is so good because you're going to release. You got to cleanse with that full moon, mm-hmm. and detach and release everything that you don't want to hold on to. But with the angel numbers, that's manifesting. That's letting you know that we're in your, you know, we're in your life. We're here to guide you. And it's not just, hey, let me play this number for the lottery because I can play the lottery. And no, I don't know the winning numbers. It doesn't work that way. But they let you know that you're doing the right thing or you're on the right path. So angel numbers are big and angelic messages. Like, I don't know if you guys know, so I didn't grow up Catholic, but when I started channeling and getting these messages, I didn't know who these angels were because we just knew in the church about God and Jesus. That was it. And the disciples.
Michael and Archangel Michael.
And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, I got Zachiel and Metatron and Ariel. And I'm like, who are all these, people? You know, and everybody's looking at me like, how do you not know? Well, I didn't, you know.
Agreed.
And so that's how it was validated to me that I was actually connecting because I didn't know these people.
So they were, the names were being conveyed in your channeling?
The archangels. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
No, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second because I know JB had a question. You had wanted to ask a question, sir, I believe. Did you forget it? Damn, JB. Damn, sir.
What's going on with your ankle?
My ankle?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is going on with my ankle?
Are you having swelling with it, issues with it?
Been limping around here for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I feel like there's swelling in it, buddy.
There's been swelling. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you need to take care of that.
I've been trying to. So talk to the doctors. All they want to do is give me drugs.
No, you can go holistic way. You can go holistic way. First, you got to change your diet. That's what I'm hearing. Change your diet and get that water intake and watch some of the fruits because not all fruits are good for you with the sweetness. That's what I'm hearing.
We were just talking about diet earlier.
Sir, I tried to tell you, man. She's
about to get you. I didn't tell her I've been here.
When you see the Buddha belly, I mean, you know it's going good.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't prep her at all in this. I just said come through.
No, and he's not sleeping well either. You're not sleeping well, are you?
That's been a long time.
Yeah. Try some lavender at night. And I feel like you favor one side. I'm visualizing. It's like I have like a bedroom and then there's a window. And I feel like it's something that is not fleece, but what is that material that like
velour.
That velvet?
No. What is it? Flannel. It looked like it has like flannel, like red, black, and white on it. There's somewhere around there. But I feel like you favor the side, and so you need to try to lay more on your back, and then in the middle of the night when you feel like you're, because it may be sleep apnea that I'm picking up on, but you just need to sit up and take deep breaths and practice, focus on your breathing.
There's more to it, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah,
this quick.
Yeah, sleeping on my back ain't gonna happen though.
I know I can't.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. Yeah,
but just elevate the pillows and just try. I'll
already
be
doing all that. Yeah, yeah. Totally. No, I'm hip. I'm already hip. Yeah, there's a long story here.
Come
sweetie.
To me and get Reiki, then.
I'm telling you, JB, you might. You know.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, like for real. On another note, we was talking about the channeling of the energies and everything else like that, and I heard you talk about the primary chakras. Do you also deal in the other chakras as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, because that's definitely a lot more in depth, you know. Because while you have your primaries, there are many different levels of chakras that affect it, everything holistically.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ears are a big one. The feet. I ground everybody that gets on my table because not everybody is grounded. Mm-hmm. And when you're, even if you're not in the spiritual realm or you're walking on the spiritual pathway, you should stay grounded as a person because that allows the energy to flow through you, go back into the earth, get recycled, and then the new energy come back in and get, yeah. So
it's just like water. It gets filtered, bro. Mm-hmm.
I don't know this stuff, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just putting you up. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. I got it. I mean, I'm listening. I just
yeah,
I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, because I'm big into the meditation scene and other things like that, because meditating will allow you to align and also put yourself on different planes and other things and everything else like that.
Yeah, so, astral projection and...
People talk about that, yeah. I mean, that in itself is a touchy subject, with me at least, mm-hmm. only because, I mean, everybody, as soon as you say astral projection, nowadays everybody thinks... Oh man, Marvel. Right. Doctor, what's his?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, yeah.
No, not Doctor Who. Doctor, what's his name?
Doctor Strange, I'm sorry.
Doctor Strange. Strange. Okay. Yeah, Doctor Strange. They think Doctor Strange, you know, with him sitting there meditating, the next thing you know, he's walking across the room and reading books and doing this and doing that.
I do think that.
Plowing people in the chest, that's and other me? Things like that. I mean.
No, that's not it.
But that's me, though.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I do.
Yeah, right.
It's not that. It's not right. That. You're hitting the
because the astral plane. I mean, is something on a totally different level. Mm-hmm. That's something that goes beyond consciousness.
Like the different dimensions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My meditations, sometimes they go anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, and I'm sitting there, and I'm literally in a zone to where I forget to breathe. And I usually meditate around 4 o'clock in the morning, but I sit there and I raise my vibration, and that's how I receive my messages and give gratitude. So I sit there and I have intent. What's my intent on this, mm-hmm. on this meditation? And with that, you gain insight. You know, it's like praying, and you receive the answers that you want. But it's also, who am I going to help today? What am I going to do that God wants me to do for today? Yep. And that's when I go up and do, because that's part of my prayer. Please allow me to serve God as He sees fit and be a blessing to others, as others are a blessing to me. So that's part of my meditation. But like what he was saying with the different dimensions, people can get sucked, and it drove me crazy December 21st. I get my powers. It's like, no. Everybody has the ability to connect. It's the sixth sense. It's whether you choose to be open to it. You have it. It's just like I said earlier, it's that gut feeling. It's mm-hmm. that sentience where, you know, if you don't suppress it, it doesn't lie dormant. And when you open it, you can start to flourish and allow things to expand and grow with it. Because energy is always moving. And so there's ways that you can hone it in and make it work for you, or there's ways that you can just totally ditch it out, and it's just like, okay, if I can't see it, feel it, touch it, hear it, you know, that if it's not tangible.
Yep.
Then you don't believe, and that's where a lot of people are. But here lately, a lot of people are coming into their spiritual divine light, and so now they're like, oh, I get it. Yep. I get it, because it's such a higher purpose.
It is. So we're running a little bit over, which that's is okay. Totally fine, because we bring our own vibe.
That's okay.
You know, I didn't say I cared, but I'm just letting okay. people know.
No, I'm just letting everybody know. It's okay.
Okay.
We work overtime. The boss don't mind.
Yeah. Yes. Shouts out to Bobby. But no, Nikki, please tell them how to contact you. What's your contact information? I know you ran a promo. We ran a promo earlier today through BROV page and a few others. How can they contact you? You know, when should they contact you? Tell us all that stuff.
So my website is lifeenergyreikiandreading.com. They can also email me at lifeenergynikki@gmail.com.
Okay.
They can reach me on my website. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Bego, LiveMe, and TikTok. Uh-huh. So it's just a lot of different, you know, ways that they can come in and connect with me. But the website, if you click on it, it has all my services and the prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the scheduling and availability, and that pulls you to my calendar, and you select the date and service that you want, and you're booked.
Fantastic. You have in-person. You also have virtual as well. Virtual is going to be big, because I know there are a lot of folks out there that can't get away because they're watching their kid, whether it's the mother or the father. You do virtual readings as well.
Yes. So I do on all platforms, all virtual platforms.
Okay.
And I do live stuff too sometimes. If I offer stuff live on Facebook, okay, different readings and stuff. So there's all types of ways to get in touch with me. But yeah,
absolutely. So for the slow people like myself that can't spell very good, spell Reiki, please, because I don't.
R E I K I.
Okay, and the website?
Life Energy Reiki and readings.com.
Fantastic. All right. So, Miss Natasha, you got any other questions?
Yes, I do, but I guess we're talking. I have a few other questions, but I don't want to go too far on it over the time. But just thank you so much for coming. I definitely look forward to talking with you offline.
Thank you for later having
on.
Me.
No problem. No, I guess I do have one. So, like, okay, you know, JB's ankle's jacked up. So, what do you feel or sense over here?
I do feel a change for you, though. I do feel a change for you. Your trajectory was going you're tilted to the right, but now I feel like it's tilted. It's going straight up, but I feel like it's due with income and finances that it's going. So it went this way, and now I feel it going up. Just, you know how it is on a graph?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going up that way, but I feel like it's something around a home for you.
Yeah.
I told you she's good, ain't she?
So I'm having my first home built, actually. Oh, okay. It's supposed to be ready in August. Okay. And
I'm telling you, though, I did not prep her at all. When I dropped the advertisement, that's all I did. I said, Tasha, I'm having a meeting on. She was like, that's great. That's all I said.
Yeah.
Nikki's good. I'm trying to tell you, man.
I'm checking on it every day.
So is there brick around it, like the bottom
dirt.
Part?
Dirt. Oh yeah, there's brick. There's a few stairs on the brick. But it's being built. It's wood right now. Just
watch
wood frame.
Watch how they do the because I'm picking up like it, the slope. It feels like there's just a little bit of a hill that they didn't kind of fill in properly, so water could kind of cause an issue.
Okay.
Puddling up at the bottom. So make sure you stay on top of that with the contractors.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll definitely be doing that. As we're gonna talk offline, like I said later. So
powder blue. Do you have a powder blue? I see something in the bathroom. I don't know if that's where you are now, but I feel like there's something powder blue.
My bathroom. I have blue in my bathroom. Okay, yeah, okay, it's yeah. Blue in my bathroom. Yeah, yep. Blue and purple. Yeah.
That's the changes, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. We're going to talk with Nikki.
Ladies and gentlemen, hit up Miss Nikki. Absolutely fantastic guest. I mean, we're going to have her back on. Please come through. I know I did do a promo on my page. You know, we have a percentage off. You know, she was so kind to offer that. But hit her up for her services. She's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely great person. And it's not what you think it is. It's better than what you think it is. So if that projection makes sense to you, hit her up. So we're past the hour now. We're out of here.
Yeah.
So, man, listen. What's up? Another Wednesday in the book. Please come out. Support us on tomorrow at the Palace in Woodbridge. Have a lot of folks coming through.
What time?
Oh, man, we're going at show starts at 7.
7 p.m.
Show starts at 7. However, I'm being there a little bit earlier. As you saw, Bobby's trying to set up a little earlier than that. The show's going to go on earlier than that. If we can't do the show, I'll go live. If Facebook lets me go live, ladies and gentlemen, this is not my fault. I kid you not. Facebook would not let me go live. So there's that.
Until tomorrow, right?
Holla at you guys. Take care. Y'all be safe. Good night.
Yo, man, what's up? Fresh.
I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.